Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, taking you backstage with the New World Symphony. Every Wednesday morning and evening, we go backstage to meet one of the terrific young musicians that are living and working right here in South Florida at the New World Symphony. This week, we meet fourth-year violinist Catherine Borman. She's from Bismarck, North Dakota, and she studied at Rice University and got her master's from the Juilliard School. Her earliest revelation about music and its place in her life happened before she ever left home.
I grew up playing in my hometown symphony, and actually we were playing pictures at an exhibition, and it was that final movement, the Great Gate of Kiev. I think I was sitting in the back of the violin section, very close to the timpani, and I just remember feeling, you know, the timpani and the brass sort of rattling your lungs and kind of the power and the strength of those instruments, and just getting such a thrill of playing something so majestic.
Choosing music as a career turned out to be a gradual process for Catherine.
It wasn't so much a single flash of realization as it was maybe hundreds of littler flashes, all kind of pointing me along this path and telling me, yes, this is absolutely what I want to do forever. Part of it was the challenge of having a job where you get to use every part of your being. It's demanding physically and mentally and emotionally. Part of it was the sheer joy at being able to experience such beauty on a daily basis. And so even when you have a day where you're really sick of practicing something and you're really ready to throw your music across the room, you can stop and remind yourself, ah, yes, I chose a career that's in pursuit of beauty. This is a good thing. I'm going to stick with it. I feel so lucky to be at the New World Symphony. Because I've learned so much from my wonderful friends and colleagues here. Being in music, being a musician, gives you access to people from all over the world and people from every walk of life and people who have had some experiences you've had and some that you can only dream about. More than anything else, it was the feeling in music that you get when you're on stage performing and that you are connected to every other person in the hall. And just for a little while, you and your stand partner and the entire violin section and the entire orchestra, the conductor, are connecting with the audience. This is what we think this composer was trying to say about longing or brilliance or excitement or love or fear. We really want to experience this with you. And that's probably the most powerful part of music making.
There's one performance coming up that Catherine can't wait to experience with the audience.
Strauss, I love Richard Strauss because he has such polar opposites of rapture. I know we're going to be playing this year the Rosenkavalier Suite. You know, the moment in the middle beginning where everything sort of slows down and the strings are shimmering. It's just so tender. And then, of course, he has that part where I get chills every time I hear it, the horns, and kind of towards the end, da 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 da. You can almost feel the words through that music. It's so powerful. That is one of the best moments in music for me, you know, anywhere.
Fourth-year violinist Catherine Borman. We continue with Catherine next week as she recalls more about her life with the New World Symphony and the deeper side of Michael Tilson Thomas. I'm Lynn Warfel. Thanks for joining me backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.